If you'd like a break from the whole Rose Festival thing this weekend, globetrotting singer-songwriter Steve Pultz will be in town to play the Old Church on Sunday, June 10th. Steve's been recording and performing solo, just him and a guitar, since 1998. But he started out as a founding member of the indie rock band The Rugburns back in San Diego in the 1980s. Steve has also written for his friend, the singer Jewel, including the hit 1996 song You Were Meant for Me, which reached number 2 on the U.S. charts. We called him somewhere on the road to have him give us a preview. Steve Pultz, thanks very much for joining us again at KBOO.
How's it going, buddy?
Oh, just fine here in Portland. I'm looking forward to your show this Sunday.
Oh, me too. I can't wait to get back out to Portland.
Your last show I looked was a few days ago in Ontario, Canada. And before we started recording, you told me that you're now home in Nashville, Tennessee. So this is one of those rare breaks between shows?
It is. I came home for about 4 days. I was in Joshua Tree playing a festival, the Joshua Tree Music Festival. And then I did Meadowgrass Music Festival in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Then I shot up to Toronto, did some shows around Ontario, and then came home to Nashville for 4 or 5 days. And then I'm headed to Portland, and then Seattle, and then Alaska.
Now, talking about Portland dates, last time you and I talked for KBOO in January, you were playing Portland Salon 13. That's a hair salon by day and a music venue by night. And for Sunday's show, you'll be at the larger Old Church in downtown Portland. Not only that, Steve, but this is an actual old church dating back to 1882. I was wondering, do you make any changes to the show at all based on the size of the venue, the audience?
No. I don't. I just play whatever I feel. Churches can be a little weird and intimidating at first, but they always make for really fun shows because I was an altar boy in the Catholic Church and everything, so when I go in, it sort of brings me back to this weird feeling, which always brings for strange energy, which I like, and it reminds me of things. Memories will come to me, so I'll have a good time.
It's also a fantastic venue with great acoustics.
I bet. If it's a church, it's usually they are, right?
And of course, it's Portland, so one of my favorite of your songs is one called Fist Fight at a Vegan Brunch. And I wonder if that's going to be on the set list.
Oh, yeah. You know, if somebody wants to hear it, I'll do it. If they shout it out. I never really use a set list, but I always am up for any requests if people request a song. So maybe I should.
You know? It's just perfect for Portland. We have all sorts of nutritional requirements here.
Yes, I know. It's pretty special town.
Yeah, before the next question, though, I did want to mention a shout-out, actually, to your good friend Julie Jenkerson at Salon 13, who's helping to present the Portland show and also kindly connected you and me. So thanks, Julie.
Yeah, thank you, Julie. She's the next Bill Graham.
That's right.
She'll be presenting huge Enormodome shows.
And the Old Church will be our Fillmore West.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Oh, Steve, the last time I saw your show, my wife and I were in New Orleans. You were at One Eye Jack's, and the next day you were leaving to play the extremely popular and very hard to get on Cayamo Cruise. That included artists such as John Prine, Brandi Carlile, Patti Griffin, and Richard Thompson. That must have been a great experience. I haven't talked to you since.
It was so good. It was crazy, and they just asked me back for this year. And so this year it's with Jason Isbell and Dawes and the Indigo Girls and a whole bunch of people. So I'm going to do it again.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And I looked at the lineup for 2019. It includes a group called Red Molly, which is interesting because Richard Thompson was on the 2018 cruise with you, and you covered his song, one of my favorite songs of all time, 1952, Vincent Black Lightning.
Yeah, I got to talk to him about it on the boat. He was out bird watching in Belize when we went to Belize. And then I asked him about the song, and I asked him about a certain tuning he was using and some lick he was playing. And he said, if I tell you, I'd have to kill you.
So you figured it out on your own, I guess.
Yes. He's so funny.
I mentioned Red Molly because that was actually the first time I had heard the Richard Thompson song. They do a very beautiful, haunting version. So I wonder, you might want to brush that off for 2019 for the cruise.
I'm going to, for sure. I think I played it a couple of weeks ago, and it's a song you got to stick with because it's fast and it's got a lot of intensive finger picking. But I love stuff like that.
Yeah, and what a great story to the song.
Yeah, fantastic.
He was
so cool.
Now, one of the songs, your own songs we talked about last time, and you played in New Orleans to a great fan reaction, was Hey God, I'll Trade You Donald Trump for Leonard Cohen. I was wondering what reactions you're getting as you play the song in other cities other than New Orleans.
Well, sometimes people flip me off and throw something at me, and then other people cheer.
It's a polarizing song, I guess, or Donald Trump is a polarizing figure.
I haven't been doing it as much lately because I did it a lot, and then I forget I write things and I move on to other things.
Did you ever estimate how many songs you've written? It must be in the hundreds by now, huh?
Yeah, I don't know how many, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And then I love always learning other people's songs too. It's so fun. There's so much material out there and so many cool old folk songs.
Oh, well, I noticed, I looked at your set list for the Cayamo cruise, and you included several Grateful Dead songs. I'm a big Deadhead. I assume you are too.
Yeah, I love the Dead. I didn't get into them till later in life, and I really, really, I love their music. And I'm just learning that song, Box of Rain. I finished that, memorizing that one.
Oh, beautiful.
I played at Redwood Ramble, this festival in Northern California. And that's a great song. It was written by Phil Lesh and the lyric by Robert Hunter. And it was for Phil Lesh's dad as Phil Lesh's dad was dying. And I love the sentiment of the song and the lyric. And so they asked me to do it at Redwood Ramble with, like, Keller Williams is in the band backing me up on it. And so I had to make sure I had it down pat.
Oh, yeah, Keller Williams has played with the Dead.
Yeah, that guy's so good.
Now, this next one might be an unfair question, but you're such a masterful songwriter and a lyricist. I was wondering, do you have an actual favorite other songwriter, whether it's Robert Hunter or Richard Thompson or Bob Dylan?
I'd have to say right now it's Joni Mitchell. Because I'm reading this cool book, this book by David Yaffe. It's called, I think that's how you say his last name, it's Yaffe.
Uh-huh.
It's like Yaffe to me. And it's called Reckless Daughter. Yeah, the name of the book is Reckless Daughter, and it's fantastic. And it talks about her growing up in Saskatchewan, and then as she's starting to make it in the music business, and her love affair with Leonard Cohen and David Crosby, and different things she gleans from different musicians, and how she just makes up all of these new tunings for the guitar. And she's pretty amazing. That woman is a genius, and she's something else.
No argument here. One of my favorite musicians of all time. Steve, I wonder, where can the listeners find out more about your music, upcoming tour dates, and also buy tickets for the show on Sunday?
Oh, on my website, pulse.com. And I have a breaking news exclusive for you. I just put up a brand new song and a brand new video, and that's on my website. It's also on my Facebook page, and it's a song that I wrote with my friend in Canada the other day when I was up there, and we shot a video. I had, like, a little bit of free time during the day in between shows. I'd drive back to his house, and the song is called Devices, with the word vices capitalized. And the whole thing is, the gist of the song is, get off your devices. Look what's happened to the world. Get off your devices.
Oh, everywhere I go, there's people buried, and their heads are buried in a cell phone.
And then it says, get off of that internet and get out to the outer net. We have a video. So you can watch that after you hang up. There's a link to it on my latest blog entry or on my Facebook page.
Oh, I promise I will. And also, I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. I'll be there in the audience with my wife and some friends. We're really looking forward
excellent.
To it.
I can't wait to come out there Sunday night and drink some of that good Portland coffee. Have some good food.
Well, we're happy to have you, Steve. And again, I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Steve Pultz, again, thanks so much for joining us at KBOO today.
Yeah, thanks for doing this interview. I appreciate it.
We've been talking with singer-songwriter extraordinaire Steve Pultz. He'll be performing in Portland this Sunday, June 10th, at the Old Church, located downtown at 1422 Southwest 11th Avenue, doors at 7, show starts at 8. For more information about Steve's tour dates and his travels, you can check out his website, Pultz.com. That's Pultz, P-O-L-T-Z.com. This is Ken Jones for KBOO News.